Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Saturday Night Special. Ha! Well, we had fun with Steve Barish last night, as usual, and we're getting ready for the big show in February 14th. We hope to see a lot of you there in the Los Angeles Hilton on Century Boulevard, 14th, 13th, 15th, there roundabouts. Check the bbsradio.com website for the brochure, which is on the front page. Anyway, tonight we're going to have a lovely tidbit from May of 95 called The Andromedan Influence in World Affairs. Dr. Bell, are you there? Are you there, dude? Are you there? Are you there? I think he's there. There he comes. I hear him.
Dr. Wow, Pasadena. Everybody's spaced out in here. You know why? Because they sit every other opposite seat from each other. Just get up close. Don't be afraid of me.
People in the room.
Yeah, that other being is here. You just don't know, but that other being is definitely here. My name is Dr. Fred Bell, and I hang out at Whole Life Expo shows like this one. And it's been real interesting lecturing up in this auditorium. Many years of the National Health Federation and several years of the Whole Life Expo. But one thing has been very consistent, and that is, I think what I've said, and a lot of it has come true. Those of you that have ever listened to The Promise, which was this tape series that we did with 18 hours of audios and an hour of Area 51, and in here, of course, we have a video of the crop circles actually being made, which is kind of cool. But any of you who have ever listened to this, you'll know that after Semyasi left, who I was a contactee of for 19 years, when Semyasi left, she turned me over to the Andromedan group. Now, Semyasi, for those of you that don't know who she is a Pleiadian. And the Pleiadians came here with a certain power, a certain energy field that we all have, but maybe on a different octave than humans. And what they did is they imparted, there is a way, there is a hope, there is a time, and there is a place, and there is motion. But they also imparted heavy science, lots of heavy science they imparted. Some of the people they imparted it to could never bring it to the world. Billy Meyer, for example, he tried, but it wasn't his nature to transmit what he was supposed to do. But it did come out. The science came out. And so in 1989, Semyasi said, after she gave me tools and gave us the world tools to work with in the times that we're entering into now, and I think we could talk about the immune system in a moment, because that is your gateway to your future, your immune system. But what she said, she says, Fred, you know how an aura works. You have a little explosion of electricity in your brain, shoots a few neurons down through 78,000 nerves around your body. There's electricity going through your body because of the explosion of neurons in your brain, creating an aura field, because anybody knows when electricity flows, magnetism happens at right angles. And she said, we've taught you all that, but we have auras. We Pleiadians have auras. We're a little more fine-tuned. We know how to listen to a certain sound to give us eternal life, at least for another 1,000 years. Because we don't listen to the freeways. We don't listen to the jets landing and these kinds of things. And I said, yeah. And I said, what is this leading up to? And she says, well, we can only handle so much auric stench from humans over a certain period of time. All right? What is auric stench? Auric stench reeks from evil or beauty, good or bad. The balance, you have to clothe yourself, because you can't be one extreme or the other. So you have to clothe yourself in something in between. And you need to work it towards the higher good or the lower good. Pleiadians have learned that little message, and they live a little longer than we do. What does that mean? Well, if you live a little bit longer, we get 10 years of, we get 10-year experiences. We get 100 years of 10 little plays, little dramas on the side. That's what we get, right? Pleiadian gets 10 little 100-year dramas on the side. A little more exciting, A little more technology outburst. They know, for example, when one of their offspring or their relatives dies, they identify that person before it's incarnated again, as do the Tibetans identify the Dalai Lama. Brahmin science. So they don't have to worry about the hereafter. They don't need religion to prove that, and they live much into vegetation and plants. The thing was, Sannyasi said, we got to go. We can only handle so much of this. Fine. So off they went. So later on in October, November of 1989, I made my first contact with the Andromedans. Andromedans are a little bit different. They don't have to worry about karma. Karma occurs when two human beings meet and express personality, and it affects a third person. That's karma. If that grows into a nation, that becomes dharma. So you have karma and dharma. The Pleiadians worry about that. Andromedans don't. Strangely enough, Andromedans have a 5,000-year lifespan, a little bit longer than the people in here, and a little bit longer than the Pleiades. And then within that 5,000th year, if they choose in 5 minutes, they can resurrect another body and just continue on. But they do have to rejuvenate all of the cells and subatomic particles down to 5 seed atoms, which you carry into eternity, that exist forever. But that is the talk of another time, getting heavy about the soul. So, what happened? Liara says, well, we're going to talk about politics. I said, oh, shit, I don't really need to know about politics. I fought the federal government when I was in the Air Force because of the cover-up over ETs, created an early out. I fought them at Rockwell when I was working with Wernher von Braun. They killed, trying to stop those three guys from dying on the Cape down there in 1967. I was involved in 2 heavy battles with the government. I said, it's not another one. She says, it's not about a battle. It's about what they're going to do to you. In my tape series, this is 1991. She said the world would change. And as the world changed, FEMA would come in. Because out at Area 51, they have this place, these black helicopters, which are run by ad hoc. And you know, when they spray malathion on you and not flies, it's always the black helicopters from a corporation leased out under the name Wintergreen, but it's ad hoc, which is part of FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Act. So she says, first of all, there are, and I already knew about, there's a, I don't know if you know about what's going on at Los Alamos. But have you noticed the weather's different? I can tell you exactly. I've even read, and it's been published to the public, government reports on why the weather is different. Would you like to know? You remember the sailors, thousands of years ago, always sailed with the trade winds. For thousands of years, sailors would sail across the Atlantic, across the Pacific, with old square riggers. And I don't know if you're a sailor like I am, with modern sailboats where we can almost sail into the wind. But those old square riggers had about a 10-degree attack on the wind, and that was it. They either went this way or they went that way. For thousands of years, the trade winds were set in our society. But then, the government, under the Star Wars, which I worked under that at Autonetics years ago when I worked for Rockwell under the ILAS, which was the earlier laser experiments, which led into the ones now. They put a 1 billion-watt laser, and they shoot it up into the area of the trade winds in the troposphere, and it creates an invisible hydrogen bomb. A 1 billion-watt laser could level the city of Los Angeles just like that if you kept the power up to it. It's that powerful. They have one of those at Los Alamos, and they shoot it up, and they heat up the winds, and they cause it to rain here and do this here. It changes all the trade winds. Even California, right, this year is having a cold spring. Do we not agree? Right? So this is what's going on. And she said, this is on purpose because, number one, the secret governments have this plan. We talked before in my lectures about the Haig Kissinger depopulation policy, which was written up in a LaRoche publication called Executive Intelligence Review, March of 1981, if you want to call Washington, D.C. and get your own copy, where they talked about how Agent Orange, malathion, was used for population control in Vietnam. The whole war in Vietnam was nothing more than an experiment. If they'd have left General Westmoreland in there, he would have won the war in 6 months. And Ho Chi Minh wasn't even a communist. It was so twisted. That's what happens when you get involved with a colony that's used, called the French, that's using the Vietnamese as slaves and try to free slavery into your own consciousness. It doesn't work. It was a total misconstrued war. These are the kinds of things that led up to what happens now, to the beginning of the secret militias that we have. And we already said we would have floods, fires, and earthquakes in that order. And this was 1991. And then she said, you'll have DNA, and you'll begin to understand the DNA. You'll have to learn about DNA, because that's where the answer lies. And then after DNA, we're going to have the militia. And they will come. And then we will come. And we, this was recorded in 1991. It's in the first tapes, if you want to check me out, because it's the truth. So what happens now? In that process, she began to talk about the destruction of the ozone layer and how that would destroy the immune system, how the government introduced in 1960 in Mobile, Alabama, 1 million people were inoculated with cancer to see what cancer did. That was even admitted during the first part of the Clinton administration that they would take care of that, and they apologized to the American public. Should they apologize to the American public right now for the prisoners, as we speak, are being shot with huge amounts of radiation in San Quentin, places like that? Should we talk about that even? The Third Reich never died. It just doesn't become very visible. The Third Reich, when they merged with the Greys, began to get very sneaky. Very sneaky. You can laugh if you want. Or I can show you a way, when you listen to the headlines, you can tell if it's a NASA sanction, a CIA sanction, an NSA sanction, or just a local press, or a stupidity sanction from one of the sponsors. When you get that clear with what's going on, you can hear a newscast in five lines or less, know where it's coming from. That clarity is totally available if you want it. Maybe you don't want it. A lot of people, I notice in New Age, don't want to read newspapers. They don't want to know what's going on. They want to go off in their oblivious hell and create their own heavens. But what happens when you're in a world with more people dedicated to greed and truth, as we are now, and the summation of all these auras go up and produce the auras of the nations and the auras of the universe, and suddenly the earth has an aura, and it's very positive, very negative. Right now it's polarized very negative. Why? Because there's more of them out there that disbelieve in what you believe in here than is in here now, and they got more power than you do. They really do. So you got to get cautious. You got to understand what's going on. And I'm not delivering a doomsday lecture. I don't talk about earthquakes. I don't talk about natural disasters. I just say this. When you realize that when the full moon comes up, and in Turkey, the laws are more lenient towards you if you commit a crime, 1,000-year-old law. They know the full moon changes the surface tension to your body, causes your hormone structure to change. So if somebody walks up and goes, boo, like that, and pokes you, you turn around and say hi. On one day or another day, you go up, boo, they turn around and slug you, and they're all freaked out. Same motion, same gesture, different reaction. That's the full moon. Hormone management, right? It's about hormone management. You got to learn how to do that, how that works. What's astrology about? Astrology is a secondary seven-level vibration that backs up the initial full moon energy. Remember, if a moon can move the tides of the earth every day, it sure moves a lot of water in a human body, changes consciousness. So these are the kinds of things you got to get in touch with if you want to. But then, now you have the aura of the earth. And this is a bigger picture. It's more important now because the aura of the earth has to deal with the aura of Mars, of Venus, of Neptune, Pluto, Saturn, Jupiter. All those planets have an aura field. You could say they have a magnetic field, and you could say there's an etheric field on a second level, second ether, that's parallel or perpendicular to that, that creates a life force situation. But the fact is they have that. All these planets have that. Some of them have humanities and colonies like we do in this dimension, the third dimension, and some of these have colonies in the second ether, not the fourth dimension, but the second ether, another place. That was shown in King Arthur's time with the difference between Avalon and the normal priest, if you want to study your metaphysics. But knowing these changes come, suddenly all these planets, now realize here's the earth, here's the sun, the solar system, the moon, and we're moving. We got the moon going around the earth, and the moon and the earth going around the sun, but we got the sun and the solar system going around the Pleiades every 26,827.5 years. If you were to take the Great Pyramid in Egypt and count the number of inches around it, 25,827.5 inches. So somebody knew something about geometry. If you look at the top of the pyramid, it has these sides, these angles. It's a 52-degree angle, and if you were to make an imaginary spiral of a thousandth of an inch and spiral down this pyramid, you would define a mathematical order called phi, which means Fibonacci. It shows that a rose in that series will grow with numerology, the fact that there's two petals on one circuit, and then the next level is three, and those two and three become five, and the next becomes a three and a five, eight. Eight and five becomes a 13. The natural order of growth defined as you go down the walls of the pyramid. The pyramid exists in your body as oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, and carbon. And every one of you has carbon as your central frequency. Your blood, your red blood cell, the iron atoms, the heart of your red blood cells, hemoglobin, is carrying life force, prana, through blood, through your entire brain, through the shape of the pyramid. Outside stress, outside anger, and these things distort the shape of the pyramid. When this happens, your body systems fall apart, and you lose your consciousness. Your consciousness is coming right up into your most waking second from the immune system of your body and other systems in your body preceding the immune system. And if you were to say vitamin B3 helps get rid of smoking, and put that on a label, which it does because it's niacin and it substitutes nicotine. Or if you were to say that DHEA in the proper form extends the life 33%, you'd go right to jail from the FDA, wouldn't you? It's exactly how the system is calibrated, and you cannot listen to a word it says, and you have to completely violate everything that goes on. Now, as we move around the Pleiades, it takes approximately, as we've said, 26,000 years. We have 2,000-year cycles called the field of astrology, of which we're coming from the sign of Pisces, which says the souls of Pisces, not an astrological sign of an individual, but as the race. As that comes in, those people were believers. They believed in God. They believed in hereafter. So they built religions and great big idols to structure their belief systems up, and huge religions which perpetuate today. But all of a sudden, what they didn't calculate on, here comes another arraignment of souls. Now Aquarian souls. They've been out there screwing around for who knows how many thousands of years. And they were believers once upon a time, a long time ago. But now they're coming back, and guess what? They're knowers. They really know what's going on. They've played this game before. And they're dropping in to make things right. Well, that's starting to happen. But when that starts to happen, if you don't realize what's going on that side, you're not going to realize what's going on this side, and you're going to get caught like most people are in between what I call New Age snoozers. Okay? That's the best way I could explain that. You know, let's go down to the Whole Life Expo and see what's different and get one of those, because it's going to help a hell of a lot. Because nothing else has done anything more than prolong with the inevitable. Well, I began to talk about the immune systems. And at the same time I start talk about the immune systems, I also last year mentioned, case in point, Ebola would be coming. It's on its way. I said it would be here by 95. It's here. It's on our shores as we speak. It's being covered up. I also said last year in this room that the government would say it came from Peru because we're clearing the rainforest. Another lame experience like they created at Langley when they married the cattle Vishnu and the sheep bovine virus together and created AIDS in 1978 and injected 2,000 homosexuals in San Francisco and killed them all. So I know the game. I work for the government. I talk to the CIA. I talk to them at least twice a year, even now. I know a little bit. And they're even nervous about the new stuff, because they do a lot of research in the immune systems, and we do too. I have worked so hard on this. And let me tell you something. Yes, I have the technology to do time travel. I'm working with a guy up in Arizona, the University of Colorado, who's working on a new hovering spaceship engine. But that's a waste of time, because it doesn't solve anything. It creates problems. Our problem is too much technology already in the wrong hands. So I make my lectures very boring and talk about nutrition. You know, my workshops, I teach you about nutrition. I show you how to deal with the carbon atom in your body. How to make your lives more worthwhile if you want to do that. We have got our systems down so well that people don't even get a sore throat or a runny nose within the period of 365 days. They do not get sick anymore. And I'm proud to say that the system that we have developed is working. Now, the next thing. As we move in to the Ebola is a virus that responds to no antibiotics. Why? Because man has taken and abused antibiotics for so long that there are so many viruses that fool antibiotics, which were never interfered with or affected by antibiotics in the first place. So we're using natural formulas. We're working on a new formula now, which uses silver crystals and colloid solution, along with some very ancient herbs. And it worked on me, and I've had a prostate problem because I'm an older person for 5 years. Guess what? I go to bed now and sleep all night. And that means something to the older people. But it tells you you can rejuvenate your body without the use of drugs. I went to 5 specialists, and all they could do is give me more drugs and examinations. And I got so sore from bending over. Let me tell you. I've been there. I've paid my dues. But when you realize that silver works with chromium, which is another up-and-coming nutrient in our society now, chromium picolinate, when you realize it reverses the flaw of what goes on when the government uses ELF, extremely low frequency, or other vibrations that upset your system. You see, when your body takes protein, amino acids to make protein, it makes hormones. That's your consciousness. But if you screw around with the amino acids, with vibrations like ELF, it'll make some really interesting proteins, and you'll have some damn interesting hormones, let me tell you. Instead of, when you breathe negative ions, you might want to go out and commit a gang shooting or something. Or blow some goddamn church up. You know, it's like that. And that's what's happening. There's more and more of it. It's not because we're bigger. It's not because communication is less. It's the split. And it's going to go out of control. Do you know why? How many of you heard of the photon belt? I'll bet you none of you in here know what it is. And I bet you all think you have an idea. Well, I haven't got a clue in hell what it is, but I'll tell you what I've learned about it. First of all, photon is self-illuminating. It's astral light, photon. Photon is an electromagnetic vibration so fast that it emanates off the astral plane without energy and boom, illuminates it. That's where you go to sleep at night, isn't it? Going to sleep at night, it's a dream. Let's get out of here. You're not going anywhere in your dreams now. Not at all. How can you go anywhere in your dreams when the Earth's energy is so negative to the solar system that half the time when it lines up with everything, it shoots an energy down into the sun, which creates a solar flare. The solar flare bombards through all planes, causes people to go crazy on full moon days, and creates earthquakes. Got a lot of flack to deal with when you get deep down into what's going on inside. So it becomes very important to understand, yes, we are merging with our dreams. Now, how many of you ever thought about it? If you didn't wake up in the morning, you could go to sleep and have this negative or positive dream, whichever. And you can wake up and you can't get out of it. It's like, hey, I just went to sleep. I know I'm dreaming, but I can't get out of it now. I'm here. Now what do? You pinch yourself and you still stay there. Do you understand that's where we're going? Do you understand that? That's where we're going. Get ready. You asked for it. This is part of the revolution around the police. The knowers are here. Boy, let me tell you what comes after them are the gods, as you would call them. And these are people called the Andromedans, which do things like divine intervention. But divine intervention is not angels helping out humans. No. If anything, it just speeds up their cause a little bit. Whichever direction they're going on, now you got the afterburner on. Go for it. Just hope you point yourself in the right direction. And so we educate in our seminars, in Laguna, and the one I do tomorrow, what this is all about. It's very important to understand what the hell is really going on if you want to. Now, here's the dilemma that's going on. This is the real killer. This is the pickle in the barrel, okay? If the astral plane is crashing into the mental plane, what's the next plane up? Does anybody know? The mental plane. Mental plane. Let me clarify this. Physical plane has 7 sublevels: solid, liquid, gas, ionic, and 3 etheric states. Okay? Physical plane. Second, they're called ethers. Ethers are like where Saint Germain might be right now, or one of the long, you know, 1,000-year-old masters. Second ether. Still on physical plane. You go up to the astral plane, that's where you dream at night. Beyond that's where your thoughts come from. The mental plane. But it's not on 7 levels. It's split in half. The lower part is called the Rupa plane. And the higher part is called the Arupa plane. The lower part is lower logic. When it expresses itself through the human kingdom, it becomes a logical decision to produce right or wrong. Good or bad, a major crime, major healing. Okay? But it's done with logic. Now, if the astral plane crashes down into the physical, would it not be logical for the mental plane to start crashing down on the astral? And that's exactly what's happening. So that means when you're wide awake, the mental plane takes over in your brain, and suddenly you have to jump in a tank and drive down a freeway in San Diego, or you get an urge to blow up a federal building, and that will continue, and it will become more and more random, and you haven't even seen the cover on the cake. Okay? Because the higher mental plane is spontaneous. The lower is logic. The logic would say, yeah, I'm in the militia. I couldn't take on the federal government. We only got 10,000 guys. They got millions. But if they come from the illogical rationale, they'll do it in a heartbeat. And that will totally destroy the political system, and you'll go down in front of your eyes. It's already happening, as I laid it out, as you can exist. You know, it's very interesting what goes on. So what you need to do is just kind of sidestep it, you know. You see the goddamn tank coming down the freeway, just jump over here. And if the bomb is ticking, just go in the other direction. But a lot of people can't do that. They freeze up. Oh, my God, a tank! They jump right in front of the damn thing, you know. It's too much, you know, too many hot dogs. Too much sodium nitrate. He went to a Japanese restaurant or a Chinese restaurant, got a lot of MSG in his food last night. Call it what you want. It's happening. So we show you things. Now what I'd like to do is demonstrate something here. One of the Pleiadian items, so that you can see how it works. And we'll just give you a little poison fun. So can I get one person up here on the stage? Come on up. That was a fast hand. Radical looking hat he's got on, too. Man. No shoes. I like this. I just get naked on the stage. A volunteer on top of that. This guy is way out. He's way out there. Oh, hell, don't come. You can have the truth now. I don't know what it is. I have no clue in hell what that is. I just know how to stay alive and watch it all. You know, I got this ringside seat to the universe somehow. Okay, we're going to do a little muscle testing. What's your name, by the way? Cool. I'll put your arm out here. Straight out. Okay. Take a fist. Now, when I push down, don't let me. Resist. See how strong you are. Come on, James. Resist. Come on. Okay. Resist. Oh, is that it? I'm kind of weak. Okay, hang on a second. Let's make it worse. I know. Neither are the mindless. But here. I know they do. That's what you're doing right now. Okay. So if you use them, just go ahead and start breathing that glue. It's a good glue. It's got all the skeletons and shit on the front. It's really bad news. Let's go ahead. Now, make a fist. Now, stick it up in your nose.
Oh, no. I stick that up.
Got it. A little closer. Just trust me. I won't kill you right away. Now, resist. Resist. Is that it? Nothing now, is there? Using one finger. Okay, relax. There goes the glue all over your sock. Now, you walk around your house tonight, and your house will be an amazing odor. Put that on there. This is really cool. I like doing this.
Oh, I like this. Is what I got to
do. You don't even know what it is. Now breathe the glue.
Breathe the glue.
Yeah. Put your arm back out. Make a fist. Now resist. Let's see what you can do. No. Keep it that same way. Now resist. 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 That's it. Resist. That's very good. That's very good. Hey, what an improvement. Did you like that?
Well, I got a little power from somewhere.
I like a point blank statement. You know,
I don't know where
that's kind
it come from, but I was.
It came from you. You're just so used to having this shit locked up inside of you. Mm-hmm. Just get a chance to express yourself. You don't have no idea where you're coming from. You get used to it. It's better than being in the hospital. All right, thanks, James.
What is that?
It's called a nuclear receptor.
Can I buy one of these?
Yeah, you can get those.
How much is it?
Oh, that's a lot. Go sit down. I'll tell you about it. Thanks. Tell you something, I've been a doctor for a while and he was a mess. We fixed him up, but we tuned him real quick. Most people are like an instrument out of tune, though. It's really true. It's amazing, you know, what goes on. You guys have any questions out there before they kick me out? I've gone my 30 minutes. Any questions you must have? What? Oh, how do you? Oh, you want to channel into an entity, your higher self, to give you an idea that you already had? That's what it is. It's no problem. You have to. What? Yeah, hang on. It's real quick.
Well, we'll just kick up another little tidbit here to finish out the hour. You know, we've always got something going on. Of course we do. Heck yeah. We'll just toss in a little something else here. Just keep it warm, you know.
Okay, stronger, right?
Oh, yeah. We're right there in muscle testing again, see?
Arm back out. Okay, resist. Strong. Pyramid. Upside down. Resist. Weak. That really zapped you, didn't it?
Yes.
Okay, now why did the pyramid upside down make him weaker? Why is that pyramid upside down? Right there, and the pyramid in my book upside down. Oh boy, this is fun.
Speak up,
because
the power's upside down.
That's right, power's upside down. See, what happens is when you turn a pyramid upside down, it transmutes the energy, and the energy that's going into the physical body, you know, from the magnetic field of the earth when it's this way, isn't doing that anymore. It's now transmuting the energy inside of you to a higher realm. So the consciousness is moving up into the Venetian consciousness, into higher realms, but the physical body is suffering because the energy is no longer in it. So you're going up. So physically you become weak until you learn how to deal with two energies simultaneously. Okay? Because it's altering consciousness at a massive level, to the point that it deteriorates all the electricity in the body. That's why in a structure like this, we have some pyramids upside down and we have some pyramids right side up. This is explained in the book. Now, it's been explained in stone for centuries on the earth. For example, here's the earth. Let's see, meridian of the earth, right here. Okay, along the right 10 degrees above the equator is the Great Pyramid, the Pyramid of the Sun. 8,000 miles away from it, back over here, and just south of the equator, is the Pyramid of the Moon. Now, just as the Pyramid of the Sun has all the dimensions of space and time of the Earth and the relationship to the universe, so does the Pyramid of the Moon have the relationship of the planet Venus and its aspect to the Earth. It tells us Venus is 288 days, the rotation of Venus. Okay, it tells us that the mass of Venus in relation to the Earth is 5/8. So what it's doing is depicting the Venetian alter ego of the Earth, and Venus exactly is that. As a matter of fact, the human female is 5/8 the mass of the male. So it goes on and on and on. Now, in symbology, the positive male aspect of the pyramid is always symbolized this way. The female aspect of the pyramid is always done this way. Nature knew that well, and you see this on the bottom of a black widow spider. It's there because of that reason. Okay. For example, I took the Indian ceremony and had some poison put in my body, enough to kill about 50 people. It had no effect on my body because I prepared for that ceremony. Poisons of a black widow spider, which is a kiari, or a snake, has no effect on the body if your body's pure. So if you're not eating junk food and your body's cleaned out, there's nothing for the poison to react to, and it doesn't harm you. That's the secret of doing something like that. It gives you energy, but it's very positive. It's a very euphoric trip. So the black widow spider knew that well. The Jewish religion knew it well too, because it's the secret of their symbol when the two intertwine like that. It's the Star of David. Where we are right now, the planetary consciousness is, this is the Great Pyramid, this is Venetian consciousness, and we're just now going through this change right here. So in the masses, you'll start to see these symbols come up now. You'll start to see more pyramids used. You'll start to see the upside-down triangle, and you'll start seeing shapes like this in big corporations and things like that, because subconsciously they're triggering on that. This, as time goes on, will become more apparent. This shape will change until this perturbation takes place, but this won't take place until after we go through the big earthquake karmas that are about to come up, coming up real soon. This is balancing of the planetary field at this point.
Where's the pyramid of the moon?
In South America, or in Mexico, down in Mexico. Mexico City, south of Mexico City.
Okay, now let me show you where we're going with the new pyramids that we're about to come out with, called the Chrysalodome and the Omega Dome. These are two new ones. Now, if you haven't even gotten to a power dome yet, you're going to have to wear a power dome for 3 or 4 years, I would think, before you would want to go into one of these things. And the costs of producing them are a little bit more than most people could even afford at this point in time. But being a scientist, I will continue on with my research, and I will build a small quantity of them, and we have even built prototypes of what they call the Chrysalodome. Now let me show you why we would produce such a pyramid and what it would do to you, okay? How many of you are familiar with super physical sports that are in Tibet? Tummo, how many of you know what that is? Okay. These are sports. In Tibet, they've reached a culture that's very, in some ways, remote from ours, barbaric to ours, and then more advanced to ours. Tummo is when you sit in a bank of snow in freezing temperatures, and they put sheets of over you, linen sheets, and pour water on them, and freeze it up, and then you melt it off. That's Tummo, psychic sport. How many are you familiar with the Gampa runners? Run 200 miles in a day in Tibet. Well, you're not familiar. They run 200 miles in a day and they don't get tired. I've done some of that. I'm learning how to run that one myself. The Tummo I've already mastered a little bit. And the Gampa running I'm working on now. If you see me run, you'll understand. I run very fast. That's where you look over the horizon and you go into a Zen state. And you let your heart, you take all the electricity, you bypass your Krebs cycle and you take the electricity right off the Earth's magnetic field. The children that are born after the year 2001 will possess these things, these powers. I can prove that right now by looking in the past. Look at television. When I was a kid in the 40s, 47, my next door neighbors got a television set, 4-inch screen on it. And in 1948, I was watching TV, and I used to, as a child then, as I was born in 43, I was 5 years old, I see these people living out this drama inside this television tube of going to the moon. And then I see first men going to the moon. Then about 1951, I see men taking women to the moon. And finally, in 1955, I saw a first UFO thing, the day the Earth stood still. It got into some excitement, but up until then, it was just a big thing was going to the moon. And that was occupied the imagination of the writers and script writers on television for many years. Well, when I personally worked in the programs where we went to the moon, it was a lot more glamorous, the real experience, than what TV depicted. It was 10 times. If you'd have had on TV in those days what really went down at NASA, you'd have had a bestseller in every episode, rather than some mundane stuff that would put you to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning because you can still see those stupid old things. Then television took another jump, and we went into Superman. Now, when we hit Superman, we were projecting on the children that were to come, and there would be supermen and superwomen. Okay? These beings already exist in the universe in other parts, but they aren't here yet. And they won't land in a spaceship and step out. They'll be born amongst you, as the space people today are born amongst you.
It's like our children's children will be born with abilities to jump over buildings and have tremendous strength. Because in the year 2001, different trines will take place in the universe and a different type of child. Right now, we're experiencing the birth of the Christ-conscious child. The Mercurian incarnates will be the children to come after this. So these systems right here that we're getting into now prepare us for our children, and they prepare us into that space. What we have to do with all this stuff to get there, they'll have the ability to do. And this, of course, is when we have Wonder Woman and Superman, and all those imaginations, they're only depicting what's about to befall us. And in some other countries has already arrived. If you study the life and customs in Tibet and what some of those lamas over there are doing, the traditions of the Dalai Lama when he leaves and is born and brought back as a 5-6-year-old child, starts running lamasery, which has been tradition in the culture, you begin to realize this is not so far out, it's really kind of far in, but we're so busy in this young country, we're only a 200-300-year-old country here, we're barely able to deal with our own relationship with each other, let alone worry about the culture of another land. So we begin to really not understand what's going on. Now, esoterically speaking right now, the Earth is in a trine. Right now we're in a trine with Venus, and we're in a trine with Jupiter. And this, of course, produces a screen whereby the souls are reincarnated of a particular type or caliber. But Venus will change for Mercury in the year 2001. These higher children will start coming through this trine of energy. Having time traveled already in my life, this time, the level I've gone through three times now, I've been to the realm of the disincarnated soul, and I've experienced that consciousness, and it's quite interesting to go through it. In order to have a body that's capable of superphysical feats, we have to have an endocrine system that produces hormones that, when these hormones reach the brain, produce a feeling. Now, there are eight types of superphysical energy taught by the Tibetans. I don't remember the terms for all of them, but one of them is anima, the ability where a person can make oneself larger or small, or you can. Another one makes you very heavy. And there's eight powers that you can learn in a lamasery. Now, when Gautama Buddha was sitting along the Ganges several centuries ago, just watching the water flow by, a young monk came up to him and said, got excited that he saw Buddha there, and he says, "Look what I could do, Master." And he ran out on the water and he walked across the surface of the water a little ways on the river, and he came back. And the Gautama looked at him and he said, "Well, you know, that's an amazing thing you're doing. How long did it take you to learn to do that?" And the little disciple got real excited. He says, "Well, sir, that took me 9 years to study that. You know, having done Tummo myself and knowing how long it took me to do that, it took him a while." So Buddha says, "That took 9 years of your life and the physical?" And he says, "Yeah." And he says, "Well, I'll take a dime and go down across the ferry and do something else." So what he was saying is, why spend all of your time learning how to do one superphysical thing when you leave this form, you're going to have to do them all anyway? So what we're now saying is that you don't have to spend a lot of time doing that. Your body, you should already be doing this stuff. You guys should be able to jump 60 feet in the air right now. But you're out here fighting this smog every day. You don't have any minerals in your body, and your food is shot. So you got, and your water isn't worth a damn. So I mean, you're working through all that. When we put the astronauts in space, okay, these were guys. Edgar Mitchell was the prime example. These guys were in good athletic form. They were mentally and spiritually balanced, but they sure as hell weren't into astral projection and any of that sort of thing. They didn't believe in it. Yet when they were out in space in 2 weeks' time, because they didn't have to overcome gravity, which takes 90% of your energy, or 99%, they were out of their bodies looking back at their spaceships. By the time Mitchell got to the moon, he was seeing God everywhere. He saw God on the moon. He talked with God, you know, when he got to the moon. Nobody believed him, right? But a lot of the astronauts had that experience because they were so high. They couldn't even stay in their bodies and their spaceships. They were in that. They were out all over space. They were seeing flying saucers everywhere. You know, it's a fact. It's a fact. So Mitchell came back. He started a spiritual trip. You know, he got real paranoid behind it. Now, remember how we explained earlier how the hormones worked, right? Okay, let's look at vasopressin again.
The body, at this point in time, 1980, shouldn't be having vasopressin like it is. According to God's plan at this point in time, if things were running a little bit better, vasopressin would, number one, be more abundant than it is in most of us, and number two, would have quinine hooked to it. Be a little bit heavier than we normally know it. But with quinine hooked to it, it would allow us to metabolize nitrogen out of the air and convert it directly into protein. Okay? It would allow us to be motivated into some other genetic mutations that take place down in the adrenals to jump 15, 20 feet in the air. And it would allow us to run at 30 or 40 miles an hour without getting tired, because it would increase the body's ability to carry oxygen. Because when the body is able to take nitrogen right out of the air, which is 70%, convert it directly into protein, you got something going for you. There aren't too many people that can do that. But we could all be doing it right now if we listened to what was been going on. There have been people in the world all along that have been able to do this. One lady named Saint Teresa ate nothing.
Simplest way to get the amino acids.
Huh?
Simplest way to get the amino acids?
The best way is to get the colon clean, the route that I've told you, and produce them yourself. There's no other way. You can put in some lysine and arginine Or you can go down and get the doctor to get you some vasopressin direct and put the hormone in. But the best way to do it is to wear the pyramid and get your body doing it naturally. Because when you substitute and just throw the stuff in, then the body's got no motivation to produce it anymore. So you're really not doing but putting off the inevitable at that point. That's what you're doing.
Does the several of the pyramids do this?
Aha. Now she's getting wise. Aha. The new ones will do this. The ones that we have now allow you to become normal again. Okay? The chrysilodome has the ability to do this because we use Virginia Beach sand in it from Edgar Casey. And we impregnate that in liquid quartz. And it brings the vibration of Virginia Beach, which has the healing characteristic on the body, to bring the body into that state of consciousness. Then we have, and I've worn one of these things. I wish I had one on right now, but I wouldn't be talking to you if I did. All I can say is wearing one, after wearing this and getting ready for it, it's like, imagine a donut-shaped cloud whirling, a cloud like this, a whirling cloud, okay? And on the other side of it is just blue lights and colors and all kinds of neat phenomena. Imagine grabbing that whirling cloud and bringing it down slowly on your head, pushing it down into your body, and going into this high place. That's what the feeling is, to me, wearing one of these things. We've only produced a few of them. Lawrence Kennedy's got them up in Lake Tahoe. Now you can contact him if you want one. But he doesn't have the final version where we use the liquid quartz on it. His just has sand over a pyridome, and it's nowhere near the titanium version that I've worked up. We built a few of those. And then we have the one that's beyond that, because now we know the science. We know the holy science, and we know the chemistry that goes behind it. We have another one called the Omega Dome, and that will be about a $1,000 pyramid if we can even produce it for a while. And it has diamonds impregnated into it, shot, blasted into the titanium. So you can imagine what that one will cost, and then it's balanced over quartz over that.
Now, what that does is it causes the body to behave differently because of the action of diamond quartz in the power dome on the body. Causes the body now, instead of just to secrete hormones and assimilate minerals, it causes the body to assimilate minerals and secrete hormones in a modified manner. Because the power dome, let's say the power dome were stimulating gold, okay, and we're stimulating silver, and the combination of gold and silver gave us an F sharp, you know, as a frequency, okay, in the brain. Now, let's say that we added the quartz and the diamond, and now we're picking up, this F sharp here, we're on a middle octave. I don't know, you're a musician. What do you call different octaves? What's the middle range?
Middle octave.
It's the middle octave? Okay, this would be a middle octave F sharp,
yes,
which would cause a thought of God, let's say. Now, let's say we add quartz and we add diamond. This will give us an F sharp, but it'll be an upper octave.
You get harmony.
Yeah, harmony, right. You get a lost chord effect at this point. So what happens is this causes a vibration in the endocrine system, which causes an uptake of guanine, which is another amino. So now vasopressin has been changed to something new. I don't have a name for it, because now it's lysine, arginine, and guanine.
So now we've latched on and produced an entirely new hormone in the body. Okay? That's what the new series of pyramids from Pyridon will produce.
Now,
at the same time, what we'll tell people to do is, I'm working on a protein powder right now
that allows the protein to be in the body. It will come out probably in conjunct with this when the thing comes out.
So now this happens in one organ. This happens in all the organs. So now you've got a whole new set of hormones that your body should have produced had it not been fighting the environment. But the pyramid now allows you to bypass the environment completely. And this, of course, then produces superphysical feelings.
If you saw somebody going down the street with one of those things on, you'd say, my God, that person's got a psychic. This is an aura of sparks shooting off, because when the light would hit all the diamonds. They're not cut diamonds, they're uncut diamonds, and they're much prettier uncut than the cut ones. Yeah, that's called the Omega Dome. Yeah.
What significance has the diamonds? What do they do?
The diamonds cause you to, all of these pyramids cause you to metabolize minerals on certain octaves. The Virginia Beach sand raises your ability to digest gold one octave, then that, of course, causes you to metabolize quinine and vasopressin. The diamond, being the highest form of mineral for raising consciousness that man has found, it's the philosopher's stone, it's symbolized in metaphysics as the highest consciousness going on the astral plane, raises the body's vibrations to infinity. So with the other one on, the Omega Dome, you can reach infinity. You could be walking through a wall with something like that.
So that's where we're headed. Okay, if you want to know where we're going. Okay, now we have a cruder way of doing that now that we call our systems. What we do is we have what we call systems two. Systems two can be many different things. Number one is we'll take an ordinary 6, 8, or 10 foot pyramid like we've got here. It's an 8-footer. 8-footer is for a queen size bed. That works on a queen single or a double bed. A 10-footer like Tom has at his house goes on a king-size bed. Then we found that if we add a capstone, you see there's a gold capstone up on top of that, right in this area here. And those are pretty expensive because they have a lot of gold on them. But they reflect the apex energy up and then back down like this. That's the effect. So we have systems 2-1, which has a gold capstone on it, which increases the power of the pyramid about 10 times, sleeping in it. Meaning that you get about 10 times the calm and the electricity to your body.
Then we put on top of the pyramids a thing called an orb structure. And it's invoked an awful lot of energy having that, because the French government sent people all the way over from France to film this for a TV special. And other networks have been in the house, including UCLA. They use this as a standard of the educational and scholastic programs now in pyramid energy and the new phenomena, new age phenomena. They don't call it, UCLA does not call my work strange or out of text or metaphysical. They call it down to earth science of the new age. They're even adopting this book for their textbook over there. So they got it on the wall.